So back in 2005, which was a very interesting season, there was a lot of circles happening in a fairly local area, in this part of Wiltshire, as they always have done. And then, so that was interesting, but kind of usual, and we were kind of used to that. Then in 2006, everything seems to have changed. Suddenly, the global geographical distribution of the circles is it's all over the place. We've got really not many circles at all in southern England. In this part of Wiltshire especially, there's a very, very liberal sprinkling, probably less than half of what we would normally have. And there are no answers as to why or how or anything. But complex designs are happening now in places in parts of southern England and indeed across the world, where they really haven't happened before. Norfolk, northern England, highly sophisticated patterns in fairly large numbers happening in apparently random places. In Kent, which is in southeastern England, we have quite a few very interesting, the kinds of patterns that would appear typically in Wiltshire and around the Stonehenge, Avebury, these ancient sites which are, we just got kind of complacent, maybe used to having these circles in these locations, and now for one reason or another, they're not, and the global distribution of them seems to be spreading out in the same way that they are spreading out around England. Italy had 19, 20 this year so far. It's like unprecedented and unexplainable. But then again, the crop circles are unexplainable and unprecedented, so we can't really expect anything of it. It happens where it happens. Where it happens, when it happens, and how it happens is largely a mystery. So, it happens wherever.
Italy, do you know in which parts of Italy?
I've spoken, no, not really, but I've spoken to, Italian researchers that are here in England looking at our stuff. They've got, I'm thinking about moving to Italy. They've got more than we have. I don't really know, but I've been told that the spread across Italy is pretty random. It's not like here where you'd get it in one concentrated area at all. It's pretty much up and down the country. It's a long, thin country, and they're spread from north to south.
What do you think the reason is for this change during the season?
I have absolutely no idea at all. But I mean, they happen year on year on year, and we kind of expect them all to be in the same places, and everybody comes to the same places, and they run around all of the crop circles. And I mean, I don't really know why, but the it's pretty confusing for me and for anybody else why. But you can't measure something like this. It happens where it happens and when it happens, and it just happens, and I cannot say, I don't know, I just don't know. But I kind of like it, I kind of like the way it happens, because it's just another unexpected turn. And every time we lay our expectations on something like this, it takes a different turn. And why shouldn't it happen in other places, in other situations? It just does, and there's no explanation for it. And there are no experts in this area. I don't know any more than you do, really. They're just happening, and we're just trying to understand something which we fundamentally don't understand. But they're as amazing as ever. They just spread out a lot more, so people have to fly a bit further and travel a bit further and make more of an effort. And maybe it says something about us. If there isn't, if for a lot of people, if they're not, if the circles aren't happening every day, or every night, and there's not a new one to look at, then suddenly there's a big problem. But that problem is much more with us rather than the circles. They're happening, and they're fundamentally amazing, most of them anyway, or some of them. So the problem is not with the circles, it's with us, and no one has a clear understanding of why they're happening or where they're happening, but they are.
Last time we talked, you also talked about some UFO sightings you had, or I think your partner had, since in the last couple of years. Was there anything else happening in this regard? Did you have any other experiences?
No, not really myself, but I mean, I haven't really been out on the land, to actually, over the previous years, before actually running this cafe business, I would be spending half of my life in the summer living in crop circles on the land, you know, looking for this kind of thing. Now I'm running this this business, this cafe, you know, so I'm just physically not out on the ground to see this stuff. There has been actually in 2006 a real upturn in UFO sightings in this region, with some very, very interesting video footage taken, still photography, by a lot of different people, and so that's continuing to happen, in it seems, even at an increasing rate. I mean, some of the sightings I've had in the past have been absolutely bizarre, you know, like really, really strange, but in the last year or two, no, because I haven't been out there doing it. I've been too busy, stuck with my hands in the sink doing washing dishes, you know.
And those people who've seen UFOs here in the vicinity, is there footage available on the net, or did they put out any pictures or images?
I mean, yeah, there's actually, I mean, a couple of professional filmmakers have actually shot footage, and that will be included in upcoming documentaries, you know, and this includes a Norwegian crew, a French crew, plus a lot of just individuals, you know, people that have come here to me and explained their thing. These are kind of sensible, credible people, you know, who are really confused by what they're seeing, you know, and a lot of these people that they're used to being in this area, you know, a lot of people see a lot of strange things in the sky, but they can often be helicopters or parachute flares from Salisbury Plain, the military stuff. Some of it is absolutely inexplicable. Just a few days ago, I had a long conversation with a couple and their child who stood on a nearby location, Adam's Grave, and they saw a structured craft swooping over them very low, and then stopping, hovering over them. This was like a delta wing, a kind of triangular object with a red, blue, green, yellow and white lights all along its leading edge, and this hovered directly over them. They suggested this was about 20 feet over them. They took photographs, and you can actually see a solid object which these lights appear to be joined to, and this was a dead quiet, a dead still night in a prominent area within a landscape where the crop circles happen on a regular basis. So, yeah, you know, there seems to be almost an increasing manifestation of these things, even though the crop circles seem to be really disappearing in a sense from the landscape. The other stuff seems to be, you know, stepping up a gear almost.
That's funny. And do you see a connection between the UFO sightings and the appearance of crop circles, or are these two separate things?
I mean, I certainly see a connection myself because of my own personal experience in crop circles, where I've seen kind of large orbs of light close up inside the actual crop circles, you know, when I've been in there at night, where there's been a kind of, you know, within maybe 10 meters, and these are large luminous spheres, you know, as large as a beach ball or a soccer ball, you know. So to me, there's definitely some kind of interaction between the appearance of crop circles and these UFOs. I've never really seen structured craft as such, but on many occasions I've seen these luminous spheres, and they seem to be operating in a kind of an intelligent manner, you know. It's not just a random something blowing about on the breeze, you know. They move in a deliberate way in or around crop circles. I've often even seen military helicopters interacting with them, which is a really strange dimension of this whole picture. There seems to be elements of the British military who are really looking at this stuff, you know, really in some sense aware. I don't know whether they can detect you know, energetic interactions with the Earth from other places, other dimensions, or what, with technology. But there seems, you know, I've slept in circles, and I've been woken up at 6 o'clock in the morning by army helicopters hovering right over me. So, they know that we know that something's going on, and it's really hard to figure it all out. But it's kind of real X-Files stuff. But it really is happening on the ground, you know, on a regular basis here.
Yeah. Why do you think they interest?
I mean, I guess if you were running the world, wouldn't you be interested in something that you couldn't understand, or you couldn't You know, I guess if I was, you know, sitting on top of the on top of the world, you know, with those kind of resources available. I mean, the world is a real strange place right now. There's huge control mechanisms in place to control how people think, how people feel, what people eat, what they drink, how they behave. And when something happens like the crop circles and that really changes minds, that would probably be quite a worry, regardless of where they're coming from, the effect of the crop circles on human consciousness. Is pretty profound, you know. So, like, you know, it's really impacting on people in a very, very deep way. And I think that would interest, you know, agencies, Big Brother or whoever. And you know, I guess they're doing whatever they can to understand themselves and you know manipulate and you know look at the way the media deal with the subject. It's ridiculous. It's all hoaxing and rubbish. And go back to sleep. Continue watching TV. But you know. I don't know, you know, I don't know what they're doing, but I do know I've seen them on many occasions arriving at crop circles very early on before they're ever publicized, as if they know where they are, you know, and that suggests to me that they have some kind of technological capability to detect the appearance of crop circles, which is, you know, there's electromagnetic traces in and around crop circles generated either by the delivery mechanism or by the actual pattern itself, and you know that they have technology. You know, you can detect electromagnetic fields, radiation anomalies, and you know energetic anomalies. And the helicopters I've seen, you know, interacting with the crop circles, they're kind of like souped up Apache style helicopters, black generally, with pods and gadgets and all sorts of sensing devices hanging off them. They're not standard you know British Army helicopters, so to speak. They really look like the surveillance equipment, you know, loaded onto those ships. And you know, they're expensive machines, you know, they're like 30-40 million pounds a piece. You know, they're not flying those over and around crop circles for a bit of fun. You know, they are really, I feel, looking at something that, you know, they either fully understand or are trying to understand. And they do it in broad daylight even, you know. And, you know, very often they have been seen interacting with orbs of light and strange objects in the sky over or around crop circles. It's really, really interesting, you know.
Any ideas? What's going to happen in the next couple of years? Where this phenomenon is going to go?
No.
That's a fair answer, I guess. Thank you for the interview.
You're very welcome.